There was an elderly gentleman, probably, and over time, his condition deteriorated and he was getting very worried. He sought help from different doctors, but for a long time, he didn't get any solution to his problem. But fortunately for him, he met a doctor who recommended a new hearing aid for him, and he started using it. And he went after a month to see the doctor for checkup, and the doctor said to him, "You can hear very well, your ears are now very perfect." And the doctor asked him, "I'm very sure your family will be very, very happy, very pleased to know that you can hear very well now with this new hearing aid." And he said to the doctor, "No, I have not told my family. I just sit and listen to what they say about me. And for that reason, I have made changes to my wheels 3 times. And I know somebody in this parish who can do such a thing. Deacon Jim, he has the tendency to pretend that his hearing aid is not working properly. All right, dear friends, at the heart of today's gospel, there is a small word, but very important word, that in its deepest meaning sums up the whole message and the work of Jesus Christ. The evangelist Mark writes it in the same language that Jesus pronounced it in, so that it is even more alive to us. This word is ephatha, which means be opened. Humanity is inwardly deaf and mute as a result of sin. There is an inner closing which covers the deepest core of the human person, what the Bible calls the heart, to enable us to fully live our relationship with God and with others. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, one of the consequences of their sin was the fact that because of God, we lost that connection between God and us. We no longer listened to him because we were separated from him. And so that is why Jesus came, to open our hearts once more to the love of God, to the presence of God. This word, ephatha, is very central to the gospel of Christ. It reveals the deepest longing of Christ for every soul here on earth. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the word of God says, "Listen, Revelation 3:20, the word of God says, "Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his house and eat with him, and he will eat with me." That is what Jesus wants every one of us to do. He stands at the door knocking and waiting for us to open the door of our hearts to him so that he can come in and make a home in us. You see, the spiritual life is about how willing you and I are completely open to allowing Jesus come make a home in our hearts. That is what Jesus desires from us. And while I was preparing for this homily, I saw a graphic of how the Good News Bible depicts this passage, Genesis, Revelation 3, verse 20. You see, there is a man standing outside the door, and that is Jesus Christ. And there is this man who is the owner of the house. He was not very sure if he wants Jesus to come in. He opened a little portion of the door for Jesus. He was like peeping. Who is this person? Should I let him in? And perhaps that is what some of us are doing to Jesus. He's been there standing since the day we were baptized, knocking and asking us to let him into our hearts completely. But sometimes we only give him a little space in our hearts, and he's still there standing and knocking. I want to come in. I want to come in. I don't just want to stand outside the door of your heart. I want to come in and dwell in your heart completely. That is what Jesus wants to do. The good news is that with our baptism, we have said yes to God. We have said our first yes to him. But some of us are still struggling to make the decision to let him enter completely into our hearts. Some of us, with our double standard life, have kept Jesus standing outside the door of our hearts for a very long time. He's still standing there since the day we were baptized. He's waiting. He's waiting. And he's knocking. I want to come in. I know that many of us want Jesus to make a home in our hearts. But we are afraid. We are ashamed. We are overwhelmed by the challenges of life. God understands your struggles. The Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 41, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I know many of us have not made that conscious decision, like we really don't want him. We want him. We need him. We desire him. But again, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The important question today is, what can we do better to open our hearts more to Christ? What can I do better? What can you do better? Because it is not enough that Jesus stays in a little portion of our hearts. That will not help us enjoy the fullness of life that he has come to give us. And so we need to make that decision to have control of our hearts. We can find the answer to this question in our gospel text. It is not by chance that Jesus used a word to open the ears of the deaf mute man. There is power, there is healing in the word of God. And that is the key that can open our hearts to Jesus. And so it was not about, they asked him, just lay your hands on him, master, teacher. But he didn't do that. He used the word, Ephata. And that is a message for you and I, dear friends in Christ. The only thing that can truly open our hearts to God is the word of God. It's the word of God. Because there is power in the word of God. The more we feast on the word of God, we begin to understand the character of God. And when we understand the character of God, we have a connection with him. That in all the sacraments, every one of the seven sacraments is always celebrated beginning with the reading of scriptures. Why? So that we open our hearts to the grace of the sacraments when we receive the sacraments proper. Even without, from scripture, at weddings, anointing of the sick, holy order, all the sacraments, we are prepared through the word of God so that our hearts will be completely open to the grace of the sacraments. That again is a lesson. That we cannot connect with God properly if we don't have a fellowship with the word. It is the word that opens our hearts to the presence of God. And so that is the first step to opening our hearts, that we listen to him as we study the word of God. I know that many of us are already committed to the practice of holy hours, adoration. But the question is, how much of the word of God do you make use of during your holy hour or your moment of adoration? We can do all kinds of devotion, but if we don't use the scripture to pray, then we are missing a lot. We are missing. The church just to pray daily, and in the divine office, there is always scripture readings, both for the office of reading and for the normal prayers during the day. Scripture reading, very integral to the spiritual life. And so we must make it part of our spirituality that we read the Word of God. Many of us, we have read a lot of books about the Christian faith, but we have not really studied the scripture. That's not very fair. We're not being very fair to ourselves. And so the challenge is to begin to love reading the scriptures. I know beginning it will be very difficult and not very interesting, but I tell you, over time, you begin to enjoy it because God will begin to speak to you every day from the scriptures. He will affect every situation of your life with the Word of God. When you study the Word, some passages will just jump out and hit you so hard, and you know that God is truly speaking to me. Yes, the Word of God is very powerful. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, the Bible says, the Word of God is alive and generations that have passed, is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It can pierce through the heart. Listen, it cuts all the way through where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts of man's heart. That is how powerful the Word of God. It can penetrate the hidden thoughts of man and reveal the darkness of our lives and then open our hearts to the inspiration of God. Jesus wants to make a home in our lives, in our hearts. And he invites us this morning to make a very crucial decision. We need to make this decision. You see, decisions control our destiny. And this is one of the decisions you want to make. This is one of the decisions you want to make. And if we make this decision, a lot of our troubles and anxieties will be able to handle them properly. Because we'll be able to hear God speak his words of love to us. And then we'll be able to speak words of kindness and love to other people. It can only happen when we have a deep fellowship with the Word of God. And so I invite you to pray with me this morning to God that, Lord, give me the grace to make a serious commitment to have a fellowship with your Word. I don't just want to be satisfied to listen to your Word only, to listen to you in your Word. I have read a lot of books about you, theology books and spirituality, but I want to read your book. I want to read. This is the story of God. The Word of God is a story. And he wants you to open the pages of your heart so that he can write a beautiful story for you. It's the story of God. And if the pages of a book is not open, the author cannot write his story. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, the Bible says, Jesus is the author and perfecter of our faith. An author cannot write without the book being opened. And so he is the author who wants us to open our hearts so that he can write his story about your life. A perfect story, a beautiful story. I invite you to tell God, I want you to make a home in my heart. I want you to make a home in my heart. Just fill me with your grace. Fill me with your spirit that I will be so open to allow you make a home in our hearts. Pray with me, dear friends. Desire that God, Jesus, will make a home in my heart. Come and make your home in me. Come and be everything I ever know, all I know. Search me through and through. until my heart becomes a home for you, a home for you, a home, a home for you, a home. Let everything I do open up a door for you to come true. Then my heart will be a place where you wanna be. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I ever know, all I know. Search me through and through, until my heart becomes a home for you, a home for you, a home, a home for you, a home. Let everything I do open up a door for you to come true. Then my heart will be a place where you wanna be. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I ever know, all I know. Search me through and through, until my heart becomes a home for you, until my heart becomes a home for you, until my heart becomes a home for you. My next prayer, Jesus, will set us true and true and make our hearts a home for him. The Lord bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.